Thanks so much for joining us as we continue through the Proverbs. We're asking parents, grandparents, to share these with their kids or the grandkids. Again, I'm aiming at parents and grandparents. You can take this. You know your kids well, and you can use it to age appropriately, teach them God's Word. We love the Proverbs because it's the best parenting book ever written. Proverbs 14:26 says, "In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge." After my second year of seminary, Lori and I spent the summer working at a little church just outside of Aberdeen, Scotland. I know, tough assignment, huh? We spent our weekly day off driving around the countryside in a little Mini Cooper. That was before Mini Coopers were cool. Many of those trips included checking out a castle or two. They were all around the area. The castles are strategically positioned on high ground. The impressive structures are built right by a cliff, sometimes right into a cliff, making any attack from that side virtually impossible. Surrounding the castles are walls 6, 8, sometimes 10 feet thick. In its day, a well-built, well-positioned castle was a secure fortress. Today's proverb reminds us that God is our strong confidence. We can always trust Him. When we fear the Lord, when we live in awe of Him, in obedience to Him, we have strong confidence. And our children see that. They'll have a refuge. One thing about those castles we visited, they were all uninhabited. At some point, a rival army breached the walls and captured all those who lived inside. That's what happens when we put our confidence in temporal things. But when our strong confidence is in God, our children see that and trust in Him as well. God will be a spiritual shelter and protection for them, just as He has been for us. So, Father, in the midst of our pain and brokenness and job loss and broken hearts and illness and disappointments, please be to us a secure fortress. May we always find in You a safe and secure refuge. May we point our children to that stronghold as well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.